All right, there you have it. The Turkish, the Rondo a la Turca of Mozart with Lang Lang. There is a terrific concert coming up, and it is with St. Michael's Choir School, and I have as my guest today Terry Dunn. Terry, say good afternoon so I know the microphone is correct.
Good afternoon.
There you are, you're correct.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you are one of the music staff.
I am. I'm one of several conductors at the choir school at St. Michael's.
Mm-hmm. And that keeps you mighty busy, I dare
say. It certainly does. We have upwards of 250 boys who sing services every weekend.
Wonderful. All right, so I want to give the website out for the listening audience, first of all, and then we'll talk about the concert coming up. It is very straightforward, folks. It's stmichaelscathedral.com. That's it. stmichaelscathedral.com. And then /concerts if you want to get that far, because we're going to have Messiah, and it's not Christmas. Would you care to talk to that, Terry?
Well, this is a new series now at the cathedral since some of your listeners may know there was a major renovation that finished only last year at St. Michael's Cathedral, and now it has become quite a wonderful concert space. So this is an inaugural season.
I'm going to interrupt you. It was never less than wonderful before that.
It's even more wonderful now.
Even more wonderful. Okay, good.
And so as part of this season, as an effort to do something special, we thought, why not do a performance of The Messiah with our boys, or a smaller number of them anyhow, a chamber choir of boys and men. We did seasonally correct, we did part one at Massey Hall in December, and now is the time of year to do part two and part three of The Messiah, about the Passion and the Resurrection, in this Easter season.
Season appropriate.
Absolutely.
Season appropriate. So, like the December concert, the April performance presents a rare opportunity for audiences to hear Messiah as it was originally sung in its Dublin premiere in 1742. You know, I was just, my sister and I went to Ireland last October to see where we sprang from, family, I mean, and walked by the location for the first performance of Handel's Messiah. Very, you know, it's kind of moving to be there.
Wonderful. Echoes were still ringing in the
acoustics
of the church.
They do in my dreams. So this is really something. How big is the choir going to be for this?
I don't have an exact number, but I would think that the choir is probably about 35 to 40 people. It's heavy on the trebles because, of course, these are young boys, the unchanged voices, with smaller sections of altos, tenors, and basses. They're all currently students of the choir school, except bolstered by a few alumni and guest section leads. In those older sections. And the orchestra is about 20 players strong, period instruments. And guest soloists, some of Michael Colvin, who's an alumnus of the school. We're very delighted to have him. Meredith Hall, whose son is at our school. So we've got a nice connected family of soloists coming to join us as well.
Oh, you do. And the school's history is at Michael's Choir School. Founded in 1937. How many times do you suppose you've done Messiah? This is not a trick question. I'm curious. What do you
think? This, in my knowledge, would be a first.
Really?
We've certainly done movements of it before, but to do a big work of this scope in a concert setting like this is, I think, a first.
Now, you're busy. You're busy making music. You're busy teaching music. You're busy conducting. What are your biggest challenges and what are your biggest rewards?
Well, by far the biggest rewards are just the ongoing working with these wonderfully talented and motivated boys. It is really a joy to make music with these guys and guide them as they grow, but also learn a lot from them as they progress as musicians. We get to make wonderful music all the time. Challenges? Yeah. I don't know. Their voices keep changing on us.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that.
Absolutely not. But eventually they emerge as wonderful tenors and basses
as
well.
And then they come back.
Indeed.
It's to be hoped.
Actually, at the school, they never leave. They just continue on through and make the most of it while they can.
The concert is Saturday, April 14th, which means hours from now.
Indeed, it's tomorrow.
At 7:30 p.m. at St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica. Tell us about tickets.
There are no tickets. This part of the thinking of this series and certainly of this concert is that it should be accessible to everyone. So it is a pay what you can with a suggested donation to cover the cost of putting it on. But certainly everyone is welcome, with the exception of, I think, some special reserve seating for people who have made donations to the project. Sure. It will be come as you are, sit where you can.
Come and prepare to donate and make that quiet money, please.
Indeed.
And this goes to support the school and all its works. Am I correct?
All of it, I think. The school, the cathedral,
You can't beat it. parts 2 and 3 of Handel's Messiah. That's tomorrow, the 14th, at 7:30 p.m. at St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica. Anything else you want the public to know?
No, except that I just think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to hear this in a... The men and boys sound is quite something. It's very special.
It is unique, is it
and
not?
I can't think of a time when in Toronto, in my knowledge, where you've been able to hear this masterpiece sung by that particular choir.
The usual adjective you hear from somebody hearing it for the first time, or even not for the first time, is what purity. What purity of sound. That is almost always the first observation. It's a wonderful color that you're going to bring to this score. So I wish you lots of luck. Once again, folks, it's tomorrow. It's at St. Michael's Cathedral Basilica. The website to go to is stmichaelscathedral.com. That's simple, stmichaelscathedral.com. Parts 2 and 3 of Handel's Messiah. Don't miss it. Terry, good luck to you.
Thank you.